Task 2. Genetic makeup.
Alan and Barbara have just read an article about twins and coincidences. They're discussing the article over lunch. Listen to their discussion.
That idea about our genetic makeup is rather frightening, isn't it?
Mm. Do you mean the idea that because of our genetic makeup, we're bound to act in a particular way?
Yes, if it's true, then it suggests that criminals are born and not made.
Not necessarily. It would only mean that somebody was born with the potential to become a criminal.
How do you mean?
Well, if somebody was born with a particular set of genes that made him a potential criminal, it would be necessary for him to be brought up in a particular way if he was actually going to become a criminal.
He'd have to grow up in a family of criminals, you mean?
Yes. In the sort of family that regarded crime as a way of life and saw the police as the enemy.
They say it takes a thief to catch a thief.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I suppose I mean that similar qualities are necessary to become a successful criminal or a first-class policeman.
Well, that's a bit hard on the policeman, isn't it?
I don't think so. In time of war, men who might easily be in jail win medals for gallantry.
That's because they're the sort of men who aren't satisfied with a normal everyday job.
Yes, they're the men who get bored with ordinary life and want action. They're usually pretty strong characters, too.